Peggy Noonan lives in New York and writes a weekly column for the Wall Street Journal. This piece is taken from one of them. In it, she reflects on her week and on life in the city. Writing less than a year away from the destruction of the World Trade Center, her thoughts are inevitably affected by that terrible event. The Nightmare and the Dreams. How has September 11 affected our national unconscious? By Peggy Noonan.
It is hot in New York. It is so hot that once when I had a fever, a friend called and asked me how I felt, and I said, "You know how dry and hot paper feels when it's been faxed? That's how I feel. And how I felt all day yesterday. It is hot. We feel as if we've been faxed." I found myself fully awake at 5 a.m. yesterday and went for a walk on the Brooklyn Bridge. Now more than ever, the bridge seems like a great gift to my city. It spans, in the changed landscape of downtown. It is our undisturbed beauty, grown ever more stately each year. People seem to love it more now, or at least mention it more or notice it more. So do I. It's always full of tourists, but always full of New Yorkers too. I am struck, as I always am when I'm on it, that I am walking on one of the engineering wonders of the world. And I was struck yesterday that I was looking at one of the greatest views in the history of man's creation, Manhattan at sunrise. And all of it was free. A billionaire would pay billions to own this bridge and keep this view, but I and my jogging, biking, and hiking companions have it for nothing. We inherited it. Now all we do is pay maintenance in the form of taxes. We are lucky. As I rounded the entrance to the bridge on the Brooklyn side, a small moment added to my happiness. It was dawn. Traffic was light. I passed a black van with smoked windows. In the driver's seat with the window down was a black man of 30 or so, a cap low on his brow, wearing thick black sunglasses. I was on the walkway that leads to the bridge. He was less than 2 feet away. We were the only people there. We made eye contact. "Good morning," he said. "Good morning to you," I answered, and for no reason at all, we started to laugh and moved on into the day. Nothing significant in it, except it may or may not have happened that way 30 or 40 years ago. I'm not sure the full charge of friendliness would have been assumed or answered. It made me think of something I saw Monday night on TV. They were showing the 1967 movie, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, with Katharine Hepburn, Sidney Poitier, and Spencer Tracy, about a young white woman and a young black man who fall in love, hope to marry, and must contend with disapproving parents on both sides. It's held up well, and parts of it seemed moving in a way I didn't remember, and pertinent. There was a bit of dialogue that packed a wallop. Spencer Tracy, as the father of the would-be bride, is pressing Mr. Poitier on whether he has considered the sufferings their mixed-race children might have to endure in America. Has he thought about this? Has his fiancée? "She is optimistic," says Mr. Poitier. "She thinks every one of them will grow up to become President of the United States. I, on the other hand, would settle for Secretary of State." Those words, written 35 years ago, may have seemed dreamy then, but in its audience, when the movie came out, would likely have been a young, film-loving army lieutenant named Colin Powell, who, that year, was preparing for a second tour of duty in Vietnam, and now he is Secretary of State. This is the land dreams are made of. Does that strike you as a corny thing to say and talk about? It is. That's another great thing. Late Tuesday, on a subway ride from Brooklyn to the north of Manhattan, I re-saw something I'd noticed and forgotten about. It is that more and more, on the streets and on the train, I see people wearing ID tags. We all wear IDs now. We didn't used to. They hang from thick cotton string or an aluminium chain. They're worn one at a time or three at a time, but they're there. I ponder the implications. What does it mean that we wear IDs? What are we saying? Or do we think we're saying? I mean, aside from the obvious. I imagined yesterday the row of people across from me on the train, looking up all of a sudden from their newspaper and answering one after another. It means I know who I am, says the man in blue shirt and suspenders. It means I can get into the building, says the woman in grey. It means I am a solid citizen with a job. I am known to others in my workplace. I'm not just blowing through life, I'm integrated into it. I belong to something. I receive a regular paycheck. I have had a background check done by security and have been found to be a safe person. Have you? I wonder if unemployed people on the train look at the tags around the other people's necks and think, soon I hope I'll have one too. I wonder if kids just getting their first job at 17 will ever know that in America we didn't all used to be ID'd. Used to be only for people who worked in nuclear power plants or great halls of government. Otherwise you could be pretty obscure, which isn't a bad way to be. A month ago there were news reports of a post-September the 11th baby boom. Everyone was so rocked by news of their mortality that they realized there will never be a perfect time to have kids, but we're here now, so let's have a family. I believed the baby boom story and waited for the babies. Then came the story saying, nah, there is no baby boom. It's all anecdotal. There's no statistical evidence to back it up. And I believed that too. But I've been noticing something for weeks now. In my neighborhood, there is a baby boom. There are babies all over in Brooklyn. It is full of newborns, of pink, soft-limbed infants in cotton carriers on daddy's chest. It is full of strollers, not only regular strollers, but the kind that carry two children, double wides. And triple wides. I don't care what anyone says. There have got to be data that back up what I'm seeing. But after September the 11th, there was at least a Brooklyn baby boom. A dream boom, too. The other day, I spoke with a friend I hadn't seen since the world changed. He was two blocks away when the towers fell, and he saw everything. We have all seen the extraordinary footage of that day. Seen it over and over. But few of us have seen what my friend described. How in the office buildings near the World Trade Center, they stood at the windows and suddenly darkness enveloped them as the towers collapsed and the demonic cloud swept through. Did you see those forced to jump? I asked. Yes, he said, and looked away. Have you had bad dreams? Yes, he said, and looked away. I thought about this for a few days. My friend is brilliant, and by nature a describer of things felt and seen. But not this time. I spoke to a friend who is a therapist. Are your patients getting extraordinary dreams? I asked. Always, he laughs. September the 11th related. Yes, he says, mostly among adolescents. I asked if he was saving them, writing them down. He shook his head no. So, the September the 11th dream project. We should begin it. I want to, though I'm not sure why. I think maybe down the road I will try to write about them. Maybe not. I'm certain, however, that dreams can be an expression of a nation's unconscious, if there can be said to be such a thing, and deserve respect. Carl Jung thought so. To respect is to record. Send in your September the 11th related dream, recurring, unusual, striking, whatever. I will read them and appreciate them and possibly weave them into a piece on what September the 11th has done to our dream lives and to our imaginations, when our imaginations are operating on their own, unfettered, unstopped, spanning.
Terrorism.
Reflect on or reflect upon.
Unconscious.
Facts.
Span.
Undisturbed.
Stately.
New Yorker.
Jog.
Bike.
Hike.
For nothing.
Maintenance.
Van.
Brow.
Contend.
Disapproving.
Hold up.
Pertinent.
Wallop.
Bride.
Suffering.
Mixed race.
Fiancé.
Settle for.
Dreamy. Come out.
Corny.
ID.
Tag.
String.
Aluminum.
Ponder.
All of a sudden.
Suspenders.
Paycheck.
Obscure.
Boom.
Mortality.
Nah.
Anecdotal.
Statistical.
Back up. Carrier.
Stroller.
Footage.
Envelope.
Demonic.
Therapist.
Adolescent.
Send in.
Recur.
Unusual.
Weave.
Imagination.
Unfettered.